Welcome to the Sports Scouting Report Podcast with Lee Brekeen.
Welcome. You're listening to the Sports Scouting Report. I'm your host, Lee Brekeen, our guest. I'm proud to say is a head coach that I've known since he was playing high school football at Holy Cross High School in New Orleans. Scott Watney, who went on to play for Northwestern State in Natchitoches, where the state championships will be played this year. Scott, thanks for joining us today.
Oh, yeah, thanks, Lee. I appreciate it. Always a pleasure to talk with you.
Look, I hate that you're joining me and you're not practicing. I know, you know, one way you get to do these radio shows or podcasts and or you continue on, but your team really achieved, and I wanted to tell you this, and I really mean this, your team achieved a lot being a very young team this year. And I always, you know, and I just call it like it is, and I know there's a lot of pressure to win at programs that win a lot, and you did a good job this year. I wanted to tell you that because, you know, this was not a senior, junior team that you had this year that was full of, you know, just ready to rock and roll. And y'all made – I thought y'all played as good as y'all could play and finished pretty good.
Yeah, you know, this is – you know, we can kind of go into a lot of the scenarios, you know, moving 2.5 hours away, picking up my family, getting hit right in the mouth with COVID, not getting an opportunity to even, you know, develop those relationships like I had originally planned. You know, when I had made the commitment that I was going to come to Catholic High, I mean, we had a peg where I was going to come up every Friday and be here with the team and get a chance to know them and the coaching staff. And, you know, once March hit, it was, everybody go home and see you later until we tell you to come back type deal. So, you know, that made it increasingly challenging. But, you know, to kind of say, you know, what you were talking about, you know, we definitely finished the season the way that I had really anticipated us doing. You know, we do have a lot of numbers in my senior and junior class, but those numbers can be a little bit deceiving. You know, we had 18 seniors, but we had 4 guys that came out for their first time playing football. You know, we had some guys that had maybe played as a freshman and didn't play as a sophomore, junior, and just decided to come back as a senior. So, you know, we really returned 9 guys from last year's junior class. And then we picked up 9 additional guys, whether again, you know, they either first year guys or played, you know, 1 year and didn't play again for whatever reason. You know, and so, you know, I would agree that we, you know, we hit a tough road early, you know, going 1-3 in those first 4 games and, you know, playing against our 2 toughest opponents in district, back-to-back against Ascension and Lorville. And, you know, time, unfortunately, was not really on our side. But I tell you what, you can't speak enough about our kids and their character and their fight and their desire to be successful because, you know, we wound up going on a 6-0 win streak, I think it was, or a 5-0 win streak. Mm-hmm. And we gave Newman everything that we had and really felt like we outplayed those guys, just, you know, kind of faltered in some areas where we kind of faltered earlier in the year. But I mean, we stood toe to toe with them and it was a heck of a football game. It was a heck of a playoff game. And, you know, that's a tribute to those seniors, those 18 guys that believed in the process and believed in what we were trying to accomplish and stayed the course and, you know, finished the season really on a high note, which, it's kind of tough to do when you lose. But when you play the way that we played, I think there's a lot of people that feel like, you know, the future is going to continue to be successful here at Kappa Chi, you know, moving forward. So it was a great season and one that I wouldn't change because, why do people like football? Why do people love this game? Because it teaches life lessons. It reveals your character. And, you know, this was an opportunity for us to kind of, you know, go through that adversity and find our way on the other side of it. So it was great.
Well, you know, and I've seen your team play earlier in the year. I told you that early in the year I watched, and I was really looking at you young guys for the future, and I always do that. I think a lot of coaches do that too, as you look at what's coming back the following year, and I think your junior and sophomore groups got a chance to be special, and a lot of these guys hadn't played much prior to this year, and like you said, you had a big senior group. I like the 2 Boutte kids, Nick Boutte, Nicholas Boutte, Mason Boutte in your senior group, and Trace Williams, I thought, stepped up, a guy that hadn't played much prior to this year, Lane LePerry had a good year. You know, you had some guys, Cole Broussard, you know, Stan Allen, you know, Ross Mulbert, you know, Ian Nathan. You know, a lot of guys that were leaders for you that what do you think of those senior guys I mentioned this year? And are any of these guys wanting to play even small ball at a D3 school, Coach?
Yeah, I mean, we do have a couple guys that have expressed interest. You know, Nick Booty being one of them, Mason Booty, Trace Williams is another, and probably one of our biggest playmakers and guys that has just been a staple for us the last couple of years is Carson Stiles. He's a phenomenal football player. Those are guys that have definitely expressed interest in wanting to play at the next level, but. You know, and individually, the guys that you mentioned, you know, truly were remarkable, I guess, in the sense of, you know, like I said, dealing with this challenge of getting a new head coach, not getting an opportunity, you know, and a new staff. I mean, we had a new staff here, too, as well. And those guys, you know, continue to believe and put forth the effort to be successful on a Friday night, but also, I think, even more successful kind of outside of the framework of what takes place on a Friday. So, you know, those guys did a great job. I mean, I'm definitely in debt to them just for their effort and their time and their desire and their work ethic to be successful. And, you know, just so appreciative of them and thankful. I mean, look, you know, they lost a nail-biting game last Friday against a really, really, really talented squad with a lot of talented football players and a good coaching staff. But those guys, those 18 guys, you know, those seniors, they marked off a pretty remarkable four-year career here at Catholic High with a state championship, a state runner-up, a semifinal, and a quarterfinal. I mean, you know, win-loss record, they're definitely in, you know, they definitely had a remarkable four-year period. So, you know, my hat's off to them. And this chapter ends for them as football players, but I'm excited as an athletic director. A lot of these guys are multi-sport athletes, some two sports, some three sports. So I'm excited to watch them compete. You know, as I become a fan and an administrator, you know, going to these other events, I'm excited to watch them compete in other arenas, you know, outside of football. So it's going to be, you know, it's going to be interesting to watch these guys go out there and play. But if anything is, you know, going to be similar to what I saw them do in football, they're going to do great in their next sport. So
yeah, I like Nicholas Butte. He could kick the ball in the end zone on kickoffs. That was good. He's a receiver, I know, for you, and a punter. Really shocked on – he's improved his leg a lot. I like your guy Carson Stiles. He's a tough kid, really tough kid, plays running back and linebacker for you. And Mason's always been a tough DN linebacker. Could be a safety, I think, at college. I know some of these guys have to play positions – where the team needed them to play and like a lot of high schools. But look, there's nothing wrong with being two wins away from a state title. A lot of teams didn't even make the playoffs. And like I said, y'all, gave up 14 points to Newman, which is incredible, and scored 7. It was a close game. And, hey, look, man, nothing to be ashamed. I mean, y'all had a great year, and I'm telling you that. I'm not from New Iberia, but I've known you since you were in high school at Holy Cross, and – you know, you were a great player. You gave it all you had in high school. We're going to talk about your Northwestern State days a little bit when we come back. Take a quick break, Scott.
And sure.
Talk about some of your young guys coming up at Catholic of New Iberia. You're listening to Scott Watney, our guest, the head coach at Catholic of New Iberia. I'm Lee Burkine, your host. We'll be right back. Listen, whatever you're driving right now, Tommy Harvey wants it. Bring it in to Harvey Subaru, Lexus of Shreveport, Bossier City, or John Harvey Toyota. They're paying big bucks for all trades right now. They'll cut you a check right there. Tell them Lee sent you. Welcome back. You're listening to the Sports Scouting Report. Our guest today is head coach Scott Watney at Catholic in New Iberia, who was the head coach at Archbishop Hannon. Did a great job there. And this was his first year at Catholic in New Iberia. And I thought it's the way you finish is what matters. And team got better and finished really good. Two wins away from a state title. That's a great accomplishment. But you, Coach, you were a college player after your days at Holy Cross, and you were a defensive guy, and we promoted you in our magazine, Louisiana Football Magazine. We actually, I don't know, maybe we might have had a lot to do with you going there, because we used to talk about you all the time. But what was it like going to Natchitoches, and what do you think of the high school championship games being played in Natchitoches and not in New Orleans this year?
Well, I mean, when, you know, when dealing with this situation with COVID and the virus. You know, you got to expect the unexpected. Boy, that would have been a pretty sweet homecoming for me had we have been able to win on Friday. Find out. I mean, the semifinal game would have been with a little bit more a little bit more incentive, I guess, on my end to win that game and get back to that and playing Turpin Stadium. That'd have been really sweet and special deal. But yeah, I mean, as far as a player goes, I mean, it was great going to Northwestern State. I really had an incredible time there. So appreciative of really Coach Scott Stoker and his staff giving me an opportunity. You know, I was a preferred walk-on. Man, you know, always be ready to seize an opportunity. I went from being like the fifth guy on the depth chart going into spring my freshman year to all of a sudden everybody's getting hurt. And it's just me and another one of my buddies that are the only remaining defensive tackle. I wound up taking every snap for the ones, twos, and threes. And that's really how I wound up earning my scholarship, you know, believe it or not. You know, so I mean, I got nothing but, you know, great things to say about his character and integrity and seeing the value in me as a player and then finding a way to really my career kind of just accelerated from that moment in spring, you know, earning that scholarship and, you know, being a guy that played in the, you know, all 4 years to, you know, accomplishing some really, really neat, awards and goals that kind of had set out for myself. So, you know, but also Northwestern State's a place where I, you know, I met my wife, and from that, actually, you know, I got two little boys, a 3 and a 1 year old. So it's a special place. It's going to always hold a special place, not only just because I was a college athlete there and spent, you know, roughly 5 years there, but more importantly, just because of where I'm at currently in my career, it's helped me tremendously in this profession. And it's also helped me tremendously in just becoming a husband, becoming a father. So got nothing but great things to say. Glad to see that those games are going to be at Turpin Stadium at Northwestern State. It'll be exciting. It'll be definitely interesting to say the least.
Yeah, and going back to your team, you've got some young talent coming back for the future. I was able to see Shay Lees, a junior, really good-looking DB on your team. Russell Davis, Marco Austin, a tough fullback I saw play for you. Russell Lewis has got a lot of ability. Jaden Nicholas, KK Reno, your quarterback, who's a great athlete. Obviously, probably not a quarterback in college, but a great athlete. Raleigh Swear, and in your sophomore group, you got a guy named Jack Chauvin, who's a young quarterback coming up. And William Russell, another Russell. Man, you got a lot of Russells and Russells on this team, don't you?
Oh, man, you ain't kidding. And I got a really good sophomore that's coming back. We got a William. So we got a Russell Lewis. It's tough, though. You got to be very specific when you're talking about which Russell you're referring to. But, no, you're right. All the guys that you mentioned are guys that can be impact playmakers. And we're big time playmakers for us. This is one of the, you know, with the exception of KK, you know, he really got a ton of playing time, obviously, as a sophomore and really as a freshman. He was the only guy. He was one of those freshmen that played on the state championship team defensively. But for the other guys that you mentioned, you know, Russell Lewis was one of the tight end last year, you know, saw some playing time, but he wasn't a featured guy. You know, this year he became a featured right tackle. Same with Marco Austin. You know, same with, you know, guys like Russell Davis. You know, Marco Austin playing fullback for Russell Davis being the primary starting defensive end. You know, Shea Lee moved, had some injuries to Lane Leapery and Nick Booty. We needed some.
Coach, you're not on speaker, are you? You take it off of speaker.
No.
Okay.
I'm not.
Because you're kind of going in and out on us.
Okay.
On the phone, talking the phone.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah. But yeah, we want to make sure people can hear you because you're kind of going in.
Yeah.
But
I don't know what. I'm not sure what you had heard. But you know, just real quickly, KK was one of the, you know, the few guys that you mentioned just a second ago that actually had real experience from last year. Playing, and everybody else that you had mentioned, like Russell Lewis and Shea Lee, those guys, you know, those were guys that actually became primary starters for us this year. So it's great that we got all those guys back. Jaden Nicholas is another guy you mentioned. I mean, we essentially returned our entire offensive line. The junior Paul Bio, who played some significant snaps for us, Also on the offensive line, I mean, Marcus Jacob was one of our, I mean, staples, played center for us. I mean, so we have five guys returning at that position. And we also have our starting quarterback returning and we have our starting fullback returning. Shea Lee, as I was trying to mention, you know, defense, offense this year, simply because we had a couple guys at receiver that were hurt that we felt like we needed another playmaker. Out there, you know, another threat from a receiving standpoint. He'll wind up being a two-way guy for this upcoming year, but, you know, he's returning. You know, where we lose the most is our backfield. You know, Willie Rizar was a staple for us, and Lane Leapry and Trace Williams. You know, those guys played a tremendous amount of snaps at the back position in our offense. So we're going to have to replace those guys, but I think we got a great freshman group that's coming up. You know, a great junior, Jack Chauvin. Jack's a guy that, you know, we looked at the beginning, not being able to take on the quarterback position, and you know, as basically as a secondary with KK. You know, we moved KK around a lot this past year, all over the field. He played defense, offense, you know, fullback, quarterback, receiver. He played everything, just because he just commands so much attention. You know, so Jack's a guy that would kind of do the same thing that Lane Leapry did as a quarterback this past year, you know, got back from that injury. So you're right. I think we've got a tremendous amount of talent coming up. You know, we got guys on the defensive side returning. Ryan Foshan, little linebacker for us, played Mike in our 3-3 stack. He did a great job. Noah Broussard's coming back as an outside backer. Got two corners with Cambridge Hall and Josh Cooper with plenty of experience. So he's got a lot of guys with a ton of experience, true experience. Not when you beat a team by 60 and any guys are getting in the game. I mean, I'm talking about being in some battles, you know, 28-14 lost a 12-10 loss to Orville, 14-7 lost to Newman. You know, those are different types of experience than when you just have, you know, when you're beating a team by 40-something points and then you're getting in there and getting – with some snaps. Those are great too, but you know, it's just different. So we do have a good.
And coach, people don't understand this because if they're not from the area, they don't really understand, but Lauraville, that's their best team in probably 15 or 20 years that you lost to.
Yeah. You're absolutely right. I mean, they got a you know, Terry's done a great job and putting it to a position where it is currently right now. You know, but, you know, that was obviously, that was a devastating loss for us just because of the rivalry. You know, I equate it to the Holy Cross Chalmette. I mean, that's what kind of big rivalry
right.
is. I mean, it's got all the same implications and, very similar to the schools and, you know, it's just very similar to what we experienced, you know, when I was at Holy Cross. But, yeah, I mean, it, you know, I mean, again, they're in a quarterfinal game, you know, this is a week. So, you know, that's a good football team. AES improved tremendously. Matt Desimo does a great job over there. Yeah. He's a Catholic High graduate. You know, Mike Desimo's a tight ends coach over at UL, his right. brother. So, we didn't lose to a team that won a quality football team, that's for sure. I mean, Bill LaSalle's playing in a quarter, in a semifinal. Newman's playing in a semifinal. Lauraville's in a quarterfinal. You know, AES got knocked out last week with us, but they got beat by Notre Dame, and everybody knows the type of program they have. So, yeah, you're right. Absolutely. You know, Lauraville's definitely been a program that's been, you know, that's been on the rise and, you know, they're reaping those benefits.
And when you speak of New Iberia, the town of New Iberia, I always said if there was one school in New Iberia, nobody would win a state championship. But in New Iberia, you got New Iberia High School, who's loaded with talent. I thought they had a great team. They lost to Zachary. And then, you know, Westgate, loaded with talent. I mean, and then your team, I mean, a lot of talent coming up between the three teams. And then Highland Baptist has a good little team. So there's a lot of teams in New Iberia in that area that are just – there's talent everywhere.
No, you're absolutely right. I mean, there's a ton of talent. I mean, it's been that way. I mean, you know, you might remember the days when NISH was so bad. They had, what, like 3,000 students because it was the only right. school that was in this area. They had to have a freshman school, and then, you know, then they had, you know, senior high. I mean, there's always been a tremendous amount of players, you know, guys that can play and guys that have done it at the next level too. You know, so you're right. I mean, this has been a good program this year. Well, you know, Highland gets better because, you know, Rick Hudson left over at NISH and he's running right. Highland Baptist right. program. So, there's a ton of talent. You start going outside of Iberia, you start working your way. way, you know, towards the Lafayette area, you start working on the St. Martinsville, you know, you start getting into Karen Crow. There's ball players all over this area. You know, the Southwest region of Louisiana has got a, you know, it's got talent and a ton of it, and good quality programs and quality coaches.
Coach, we're going to take a break, bring you back for one more minute, a short segment, our last segment. We're going to take a quick break. We've got Coach Scott Watney, the head football coach of Catholic in New Iberia, one of the great programs in state Louisiana. We'll be right back. Looking for a used car? Harvey Autos has three dealerships, which means three times the used vehicles. They've got everything from fuel-efficient compacts to luxury models, even hybrids, and certified pre-owned with a warranty. Check out John Harvey Toyota, Harvey Subaru, or Lexus of Shreveport, Bossier City. Welcome back. You're listening to the Sports Scouting Report. I'm your host, Lee Burkeen. Our guest is head coach Scott Watney, the head football coach at Catholic in New Iberia. Coach, what do you think of the teams that you've seen in 5A and 4A and 3A? A little bit. The 4A and 5A brackets, a little bit higher divisions from your school, but in the Lafayette area, what do you think of Notre Dame probably winning it all, or also, you know, all these different teams in it that are still in it right now from the Lafayette area? What do you think of the chances of anybody from the area, like St. Thomas More? I have them winning a state title again, but what do you think of what's left in the area in the playoffs?
Yeah, I mean, I think all those teams have a great shot. I think matchup wise, you know, they're sitting in a good position against who they're playing. You know, when you get into the playoff bracket, right? I mean, it's not only do you have a good team, but does your team match up well against the team that's, you know, across from you? And I do think that a lot of these teams, you know, has a tremendous, you know, opportunity of winning a state championship, or at least playing for a state championship. You know, I mean, you know, when you're saying 4A and 5A, you know, they're still a week behind, you know, the division teams. I mean, you know, this week for, you know, like in our division, you know, that LCA and Notre Dame that are playing in a semifinal game to go play a state championship. And very well could be LCA versus Notre Dame, you know, two teams in this area that are playing for a state championship. You know, St. Thomas More is, you know, really, really, they're really good. They've been good a long, long time, but it's like they've picked up a head of steam, you know, in just the last few years. With just their success and winning, you know, once you start winning, right? I mean, you start getting that belief. It's like, you know, it's hard to take you down from that. Vermilion Catholic's got a great chance too, as well. You know, so it'll be interesting. The players got a ton of teams that are still playing, and you know, we'll be rooting for them. This is where we're from, and this is where the area that I'm coaching in. We're rooting for those guys, and you know, we'll see what comes up tomorrow. You know, we'll find out a lot tomorrow.
Yeah, Drew Leger, is one of the top college quarterbacks in the state, I think. And Parker, the quarterback at Notre Dame, is a really good quarterback, 6'4", about 215. Parker Ceylon, he's a heck of a quarterback. Him and Drew Leger are not getting the attention. And, Coach, you've seen this before, and I've talked to you off the phone for many years. And we'll end with this, but recruiting is not the same even 20 years ago when you were trying to get out of college. You had to walk on at Northwestern State. But it just seems like it's just muddy right now with a lot of colleges not knowing what they're going to do, huh, Coach?
Yeah, I mean, gosh, I mean, you know, we're in that process right now. I've got my guys making their highlight tapes. And right. I can tell people in the profession, the college world, that I have good relationships with, and kind of ask them what's the guidance that they have, because it's so different. You know, you got so many FBS teams that are getting ready to be finishing their season, and then you got like Northwestern State; they're about to start their season. You know, so what is that? You know, what does that really look like? You know, when you're talking about just not everybody's on the same playing field as it is right now. You know, funny thing about Drew Leger, you know, as a Vermilion Catholic, because obviously I coached Coach Jason Leger, his older brother, who's a great young man, great kid, and just a pleasure to coach. But yeah, recruiting is very different. I mean, I remember my, you know, 20 years ago or 15 years ago when I was still in high school. You know, I was using VCR. You know, we were just getting into the DVD world. You know, now, I mean, Josh got access to every kid in the entire country because of Huddle, you know, which is great. You know, but it also loses, you know, I think it loses that sense of staying local and staying in the community, you know, because you can find a guy in California if you really wanted to. You could find a guy, in the Midwest. You know, you can find a guy, all in North, Northeast, in the, in the United States. So it's interesting. Ever changes, and it kind of always cycles back. Coaches want, they want size, they want talent, and they want great attitudes. And if you have those three things, you got a good chance of being, a highly recruited type one.
And you got to be realistic where your talent level is, and not what maybe some people camp are maybe trying to tell you are. And if you're realistic, you don't want to go to a place where you're aiming too high. You'll never get to play. If you try to walk on, like you had the good fit. I don't even know if you remember this or not, or even if you ever knew this, but your dad called me when you were a senior in high school and sent me a VHS tape. And
no.
I sent that VHS tape to 20 schools for your dad.
Oh, well, I appreciate it. I didn't know that, but thank you.
But that's the things, and again, God bless you. I know that you lost your dad. I lost my dad at a young age, but your dad was a great guy. And he went around the block. I mean, he was calling me. I remember him calling me saying, "You don't know me, Lee, but I read your magazine." He said, "You don't know me from Adam." He said, "But I enjoy what you do, and can you help me?" And I'm like, "Yeah." And he said, "I'm going to send that VHS tape." I remember that was when I was working for 100 colleges that year.
Right.
And I had to dub every kid and do 100 copies of VHSs. It was like mailing out Santa Claus boxes with these VHSs, Scott. It was crazy. And me and my mom, who's now 71 years old, God bless her heart, she's fighting cancer. She used to help me get these VHSs packaged. And I remember we'd sent about 8,000 of them out, and it would take hours and hours. And then it went to the DVD, like you said, which was a lot easier. And now it's the mini DV, and now you just buy a little – plug that goes in the computer, a little drive.
Right.
If you need any help, you can call me too with your kids, because I'm doing a lot of highlight tapes, and I still work for a lot of colleges, and it's going to be interesting right now. You got to be proactive parents and get, like Scott said, you got to get stuff ready to go out. But let it go out at the right time, because right now a lot of colleges are losing – their jobs, a lot of college coaches, especially on that 1AA, D2, D3 level that didn't even play. And
right.
And the mud's going to kind of clear and get dry in about two or three weeks. The D1 level, as you know, Scott, this is the firing week. It started 2 weeks ago, and now you're going to see a ton of that. So I always tell people, send that tape out once everything kind of dries again and everything's kind of reset. But Scott, thank you for being – a part of today's show while you're at school. And like I said, man, look, hold your head high. You did a great job. I'm telling you this as a friend in the business, that you've got a great future there and you did a great job. And it's how you finish. And if any of these fans are listening from Catholic New Iberia, I mean, heck, two games away from a state championship game, that's nothing. That's not shabby. So what a young team overall.
Well, I appreciate it, Lee, and thanks for all your help, and really appreciate you obviously taking a stand and helping me in my own recruiting process. And that's one thing is you gotta have good people surrounding you so that way we can uplift you. And I appreciate you doing that and taking my dad's phone call. And it sounds exactly how you said it. It sounds exactly the way that he would have said it. And then I was talking to his young man. He said, "What's the worst he could tell you? No." Go out there and give it a shot, and knows the same spot you were when you didn't know if you would even get told no. So you might as well take a chance at it. But I appreciate everything you do personally for me, and then thanks for supporting our school, and more importantly, thanks for supporting the state of Louisiana and high school athletics, and obviously college as well. So you do a great job, Lee, and appreciate our friendship, and looking forward to continuing to grow over the years.
All right, that's Scott. Don't hang up. I'm going to talk to you real quick, but I want to end the show.
Okay.
Everybody can go to LA Football Magazine. I want to remind parents, we sent Coach a copy this year, our preview issue. I know Coach has been getting it every year. You can still get it on our website, lafootballmagazine.com. The South and North issue, you can get a digital version too. But we're going to go ahead and end the show. We'll see you tomorrow, big day Friday. Everything's going to be out there Friday. Like I said, like Coach said, on the private side, they're punching their ticket. On the public side, there's another week to go before they can go to the Dome, but we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to the Sports Scouting Report podcast with Lee Brekeen.